This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, dreamers and creators. You're tuned in to the City of Dreams Unveiled, your monthly deep dive into the pulsing heart of Las Vegas's art and entertainment scene. I'm your host, Jeff Lund, here to peel back the layers of creativity and inspiration that fuel our city's most innovative minds. Today, we're honored to host a trio of remarkable guests, each contributing uniquely to the tapestry of art and community support in this dynamic city of Las Vegas. First, we welcome back Ruben Permel, a local Las Vegas artist. Ruben's art is not just about creating visual stunning pieces. It's also about storytelling, emotion, and connecting with the community on a deeply personal level. His work embodies the spirit of Las Vegas, bold, colorful, and full of life. Joining Ruben, we have a dynamic duo, Kathy, the founder and president, and Joey, the executive director, behind the Lincoln City Fellowship at the Speranza Foundation. Though not based in Las Vegas, Kathy and Joey have made a significant impact on the local art scene through their support and empowerment of artists like Ruben and Shannon Calcutt. The Speranza Foundation stands as a testament to the commitment to nurturing talent and fostering artistic expression. In today's episode, we'll explore the intersection of art and philanthropy, the journey of the artists in the bustling city of Las Vegas, and how external support from figures like Kathy can illuminate the path of local talents. We'll dive into the vision behind the Speranza Foundation and the transformative power of art in building and uplifting communities. So sit back, relax, and join us for an inspiring journey through the stories of these remarkable individuals, each painting their own unique stroke on the canvas of the Las Vegas thriving artistic community. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Great to be back.
So, Ruben, let's start with you. You were on the first episode. For listeners who might not have heard that episode, just give us a little background of how you became an artist.
Well, I have been in show business my entire life. I started when I was a teenager on the East Coast in Virginia, and I hit the road. So I was on the road touring with Broadway musicals, working on stage and off stage for many, many years. And somehow I ended up here in Las Vegas 20 years ago. Cirque du Soleil found me and said, hey, come here out here. And it's been 20 years. So I've been with Cirque du Soleil for 20 years. And I've also been a huge part of the community, in the arts community. I do a lot of the local theater that's here, and any kind of event or any kind of art organization, I just kind of jumped in. So it's made this my new home. And I have to say, Las Vegas has become, you know, my hometown now, because I've spent more time here than anywhere else. And I love being here, and I don't want to leave. And I'm really excited about what's happening to the city. It's great to be back here on UNLV campus and just seeing the students around here. And they're just, it's very inspiring. The city does a lot for me, not only the Strip, but beyond, in downtown and the Arts District. So that all inspires me in the work that I do. Not only with, you know, I show downtown in the art galleries with my work, and anytime there's kind of a gallery opening or anything like that, I'm a part of it. So it's kind of molded me who I am. And what I discovered recently with the Speranza Foundation and the fellowship that I was so grateful to be a part of last year, I discovered how much of a storyteller I am. You mentioned storyteller, and I realize I do it with my costumes. I do it with my writing. I do it with my painting. I even do it with the quilts that I make. So I just want to explore that more. And thanks to these two here, I have the opportunity to just grow even more and bring it back to Vegas.
Amazing. Let's talk about how were you introduced to the Speranza Foundation and the Lincoln City Fellowship?
I will tell you, I didn't know what a fellowship was until this came along and I got nominated by another artist. So I had to go through a kind of a review process. I had to plea, I had to write, and just say who I really am. And it was a good chance for me to just stop and think about what I want and where I wanted to go. And over a year ago, they announced that I got the fellowship, and it hit me like a boulder just coming down because I was so excited that somebody saw something in me and wanted to explore it. The best thing about it, and I would tell you, I was very nervous about joining this group of incredibly talented people from all over the United States, is they just said, I didn't have to do anything.
Yep.
And that, to an artist or to anybody working in the business, it's always a hustle. And for someone to say, you can relax, you've done it. You've put the work in, and we just want you to breathe, and we want you to kind of discover who you are, and we're going to show you a lot of other people who are doing what you're doing. And it became such a big motivating factor, saying that people have the same problems that I do. People feel these different ways, and they also get celebrated, and that's the great thing about Speranza.
Yep. What I love is you're a local artist actively working in the Las Vegas community. When you heard about the Speranza Foundation, which, you know, it covers the entire country, were you apprehensive? Like, why would they look at me here in Las Vegas? Or what was your response to, like, why would they pick me?
I asked that question many times to myself. And then through the workshops that we have, the monthly meetings, I was able to kind of answer this question, saying, like, you know, what I have to say matters, what I do matters, and people respond to it. And they just gave me the freedom and the space to do that. So the great thing about this is I started exploring with my writing. I did really well during the pandemic, and I wrote a script. And Soho Playhouse from New York gave me a grant for it, and I got to do presentations. But beyond that, the fellowship allowed me to continue those kind of things. So last year, I was able to do a reading at the Majestic Repertory Theater. And through the support of the company, I was able to pay local actors to come in and a director to come in. And I got to see my work on stage and do like a workshop with it. And it's a perfect example of how they help develop local people in the town that they're doing and just say, hey, we're here. We're on board with you, and we want you to thrive. And that's what happened here. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity. And the great thing is I get to continue this next year.
Yep. I love, it's just a celebration of, you know, a foundation coming together to help someone local in Las Vegas, which is amazing. So, Kathy.
Yes.
The founder of Speranza Foundation. What's your background and, like, what is your passion in the arts community?
Well, I studied theater. That's what I studied in college, and all of my friends were artists and theater makers and writers, and it's where my passion always was. I was brought up in a philanthropic family, so I also was brought up kind of learning about what it meant to give back to your community or to people who needed it. And I started the foundation kind of that intersection as a young adult with all of my friends doing projects that I wanted to help support and think, well, I've never seen that done in my upbringing, but is there a way that I can do this and that I can help my friends? It all started just to help the people I knew, and it's been lovely to see how it's spread out to people all over the country that I've never met before.
How many years has the Speranza Foundation been around?
I founded it in 2008. I think that's when we got all the IRS approvals.
All the paperwork,
yeah,
and such. Why a foundation? And would you recommend that to someone else who's like, how can I support the arts community?
A foundation's really complicated. I only did it for one reason, because I wanted to give support to individual artists. And you can't just give money to people without paying gift tax to the IRS. And so I set up the foundation and got approval from the IRS specifically for gifts to individual people that had all kinds of criteria to be met, and it had to be approved, and the IRS approved that. I don't usually recommend starting a foundation, because there are a lot of different avenues to support artists. There's fiscal sponsorship through other organizations, or, you know, to give a gift to a theater company or to a museum. You don't need to have any kind of foundation. It's complicated.
Yes.
But I did it specifically to be able to do the types of gifts that I wanted to give.
Yeah. Did you have expectations when you first started it that have maybe turned a corner, or, you know, it's just evolved over time?
It has completely changed.
Yeah.
It started with just a group of professional artists that I knew on a selection committee, and we would review projects and then give money based on that artist's budget of what they wanted to do. And however much money we had, that was as many projects that we could support. And it was really driven by what the artist told us they needed to complete a project, and completely hands off. And then partway through these intervening years, Joey, who's here with me, he and his wife Lauren started working with me. And Joey has such a history of working with artists to help them achieve things that they want to do. And everything became much more hands-on. And so we really shifted to a programmatic style, and we actually changed our operating structure to become an operating foundation to be able to create our own programs for artists. And so we no longer give a grant like you need $10,000 to make this movie or something. We provide programs to support artists in their lives. And hopefully that work gets done because of that support.
Yep, absolutely. That's great. And it's like everything, it evolves, right?
Yes.
We all start with a mission or an idea of what it's going to be. And then as you start to grow, it just evolves into something else. And it's so great that you've recognized that through the artists. And now you're probably offering completely different product, so to speak. And it's enriching their lives in many ways that you never even thought of at the beginning.
Absolutely. And it's been very organic. And it's been a change both in the personnel we've had and the talents they have, Joey's specific talents, Lauren's specific talents, and then what artists need. And so as those things change and we get new information, or the world changes, or there's a pandemic or things like that, our programs can change based on what we feel like we can offer.
Amazing. Joey.
Yeah, I mean, ditto to all that. Sitting at this table, first, I think I'm hearing Ruben talk about how grateful he is for the opportunity, and I'm in my head, we're so grateful that you said yes. Like there was no hesitation from when Shannon, who had nominated you, first of all, you came extremely, vetted and recommended, and that's been a part of, I think, the organic nature of this program been able to evolve, because it's been happening from within. The artists are the ones that are nominating the next, group of cohorts that are coming in. So it really feels cohesive in a way. They still go through a selection process, but there's a, the level of entry is coming from a really trusted network. And for Kathy and I, that was really important, that this was created from the artists themselves and not some top-down philanthropist who had a specific idea of what they wanted things to be. So our goal has always been, how can we create the conditions for artists to come in, feel really supported, and feel ownership in what's being created? And that's really what is one of the most exciting parts that I sense now, is that it's alive, and I get to be invited into the lives of people like Ruben, who has much, more of experience and colorful life than I've ever been privy to. So it's just as much as an honor for us to get to meet Ruben and to see the community grow that way.
And this is what's so unique about Speranza and the fellowship, is because, you don't know what you don't know. And I've had opportunities where people have given me grants, but what do you do with the money? I don't even know what to do with it. What I learned this year was that I could, they could connect me with people. You need to talk about budgets. You need to do a budget for a production of a show. Here, this is someone to do it. This is someone who wants to create music. Let's connect you to somebody who knows about music, who's done this. And that's the best thing about it, because you don't know what to ask for sometimes. And then you're standing here and you're just kind of making your way, where I felt I have learned so much about how I can make the connections and how important it is to communicate and to open up to community and to ask for help and say, hey, I really don't know how to, to do write a bid for a theater. Can you help me? And all of a sudden there's somebody there, connect up with this person, talk to them. And then you realize at the same point, they turn around and say, hey, can you tell me about costumes? I'm doing a show. How can I, can you help me out some? And I'm like, I'm excited. I know all about that. So that's the unique, I think the new diamond in this whole process is that the connections, the people have all come together. And that's more, I think it's more valuable than you just handing somebody some money and say, go do this.
Yep. The key word is community. That's what you said.
That's a big change too from the beginning, you know, in just supporting an artist's project. Well, from the very beginning, I never wanted to have that kind of ownership of somebody's artwork. Like, there are a lot of organizations out there. They're like, we'll give you money and we want a piece of this, or we want to showcase it. And I never wanted that. But what's beautiful is it's just become more and more clear through the years. What we're supporting are people. I mean, look at Ruben. Ruben is going to create no matter what he's doing. And it's beautiful. And so we come along and we're like, what does Ruben need? How can we encourage Ruben? How can we let Ruben know that he's needed in this world, that we need to hear his voice, whichever way he wants to create? And that's just such a much more fulfilling way to live and run this foundation.
Yeah, that's why we're celebrating this today with all of us here. What do you feel is the next vision for Speranza Foundation? Like, I feel like you've gotten it to this community part. Like, do you have anything that you're thinking about or you're seeing or, you know, that could help the arts community?
I feel like the moment I say that, we'll have something like a pandemic again. And, you know, that we don't know. I think more is somewhat like we'd like to do more retreats. We found we've done some retreats and that those have been absolutely beautiful. This year, we're transitioning a bit to offer different tracks based on what an artist might need. So some are doing a retreat. Some are working on new productions. Some need a performance space. So we're changing that up a little like that. But we always just look at each other each year going, we're so lucky and let's just keep doing this. So
I think even being here is a testament to, I think, the evolution of the trajectory of where this is going. You know, I think to our hypothesis, if you invest in the people and trust artists like Ruben to utilize the resources and the what the opportunities available, they will take it and run with it. And now I think what's happened, because we've been operating that way and really deciding to invest into people, now that investment, they're doing amazing things. Ruben here in Vegas, in different states around the country. So what I foresee also is now, instead of trying to uproot Ruben from his community that he's so invested in, how can we bring people to Ruben? How can we bring people to Vegas and actually see his show at the Majestic and show up for what he was, you know, developing during our time together? That's exciting for us to be able to celebrate him. And how awesome is it to be able to look out into the crowd? I mean, tonight we're going to go see a show of Shannon, who had nominated Ruben, you know, directing at the Atomic Saloon, and to see her in her natural habitat. Like, that's such a great thing for us all, I think, to experience together. And my goal is for Ruben to look out in the audience and to see a group of people that, you know, are supporting him and got his back and just excited to see him in his glory.
And the great thing about this year, I am part of the production fellowship, so a new creation is going to be created right here in Las Vegas with the local talent, with the local actors, with me, and they've just branched out by just having one connection with me, with Shannon, to other people in here. And there's so much talent here, and I want to nominate other people in the community who do things here to be a part of this, because I think that's the important part here. It's not just going to go somewhere else. It's going to go here and then move somewhere or move out to the world. But it can all rooted right here from Las Vegas talent.
I don't think people can hear the excitement and energy from us enough. I'm super glad that you're here so we can showcase our amazing city here in Las Vegas, Ruben as well. And it's only taken 10 years to make that happen. So thank you for coming to Vegas to do that. Joey, with the artists that you've worked with over the years, is there an evolution from when they start the program to when the fellowship is done? And what does that look like?
Yeah, it's really different for each artist. And that's what we want to set up in a way where their first introduction to us, and it takes some time to build that rapport and trust and get to know it. So we don't want to force any of it. part of the invitation in, you know, by application, the first entry is come in, get to meet everybody, see if you vibe, if this is something that you really want. Like, we don't want, none of this is obligatory. And then out of that, how can I help really guide each artist to create their own path within the larger network? So yeah, I think what was really valuable to Ruben last year when we met you coming in might be, you're at a different phase of your career. You're at a different phase of where you are creatively. So how can we stay current with where you are now, and what's going to support you this year that would have been different from last year? So that's really fun for me too, to be part of that co-creation with the artist and stay current with them and meet those current needs.
Ruben, when you're in the fellowship, what's the best advice that you've got somebody or give to somebody that, you know, really is going to make the most out of the experience?
For me, they gave me permission to just breathe, to just not have to rush into anything, not just let it flow and let the creativity happen. Vegas is crazy busy. This is a 24-hour town, and I work for one of the biggest entertainment companies in the world. For someone to say I can stop and think about what I want to do and have good intentions in going to it, that's the biggest lesson I've learned. It took me a little while to just kind of breathe and enjoy the fact of being an artist and celebrate me and go on a retreat and just discover who you are, because I'm going to bring that into my next work. I'm going to bring that into my painting. I'm going to bring it into my costuming. I'm a different person today than I was a year ago.
One thing we also noticed about getting to learn more about Ruben was that he spent so much time investing in local artists here in Vegas and making people look beautiful and gorgeous, and he did. And a lot of people have been empowered by what he's been able, how he's been able to serve them truly through costuming, through just your generous nature of showing up in the world and just your spirit. And so for somebody else to see that in Ruben and say, hey, for all the amazing things you're doing for so many other people, can there be a place where we get to now pour into you and a place where you can receive and actually be the one that gets, you know, the spotlight for a second and beautify, because there's so much that this artist has to share. And I could see getting so busy, you know, your energy can only go so far and investing in so many other people. So for us, it was to be able to identify, hey, if we invest in this one individual, we know it's going to pay off dividends to so many others. And so that's been such an honor, is to be able to provide the small platform that we have for somebody like Ruben to shine him his own, you know, glory.
Oh my God, you're making me cry here. It's so good. Both of you just being in the room.
Kathy, the selection process. Mm-hmm. So you get many applicants every year. Why, what would give someone who's apprehensive or, you know, might not have the self-confidence to like go for it? What advice would you have for an individual like that?
You know, it's such a shame that so much of the time artists are pitted against each other for resources, and it's competitive all the time, everywhere they're tuned. I mean, especially like actors, you hear about that audition after audition after audition. But painters, museum space, dollars to do their projects and things. And so my advice for ours is to just breathe. We're looking for people, and we want to know about you. And it's hard for people to trust that that's actually the case. And like Ruben said, when we said, you just have to be here, it took a while to actually believe us that what we were saying was what we meant. So in that application, it's not a competitive environment on your work. We're trying to not be competitive. We want to know who you are as a person. And do you want to know other artists? Do you want to spend time with them? Do you want to collaborate and relax and get to know your fellow artists and give to them and listen to them and support each other? So that's what we're looking for, rather than, you know,
polished, shiny yeah. application.
Yeah.
Or a lot of accolades.
Or compete. Yeah. It's not that kind of environment. So we're really looking for people who can relax into that, and people who art is their vocation. It's not a hobby. It's not something they do on Saturday afternoon to fill the time.
And that's just the opposite of what people think. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's not competitive. And I've noticed that with the other fellows that I've met, that it's come as you are. Bring yourself. You don't have to be anybody else. There's one of you in the world, and that's all you need to present, basically. Joey, as far as like disciplines or different mediums, do you look at, you know, when they apply, like you don't want a bunch of painters or a bunch of sculptors. Like, how do you determine what might make a good group?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think a lot of that comes back to what Kathy's referring to is the person. The discipline is important, but to be honest, it's kind of secondhand to what you're saying through your discipline. And what are you questioning through your discipline? And what are you exploring through your discipline? I mean, Ruben's a great example of that, being a multidisciplinary artist. You know, he's a painter, photographer, costumer, performer, writer, actor. He can do it all. And so we want to leave space for that and be diversely disciplined, because we feel like each artists in very specific disciplines can learn from each other in ways maybe that would be different if they were in a room full of just musicians. And maybe you could speak to that too, how you've experienced, you know, being in a room with, I don't know, poets or people that wouldn't maybe normally come across your purview, but being able to learn from somebody who's a visual or found objects, but I don't know, like a right, like it informs, I think, no matter what whatever medium you're working with, they can inform each other in different ways. Would you say that?
Absolutely. And I think the transformation of the fellowship is that we all come in there, we're trying to sell our work, our poetry, our music, everything that we do. And that's what I was doing. You have a website. This is all the costumes that I make. This is the play that I'm in. And what we, I think, as a group learned is like, no, it's just about you. It can be about an artist. It's for artists, but it's also for the artist to discover who they are. And then when you learn a little bit more about a colleague who writes music, which I don't write music, it's the only thing I don't do, is write music. I want to write a musical, but we have so many things in common. And again, it's always that end product. What can I sell? What can I get out there? What gallery I can get in? So now we can say, like, you know what? Maybe my ideas and maybe what I think and how I feel about things are just as important. And I've found that even from this recently, I got a consulting job. All they want to know is about what I think. And that's very unusual.
It's a community of creatives talking about what it is to live a life of creativity. And they all have that in common, no matter the discipline.
That's amazing. Way to wrap it up, Kathy. Thank you. In this engaging episode of City of Dreams Unveiled, we were privileged to host an incredible lineup of guests. Artist Ruben, the founder of the Speranza Foundation, Kathy, and the executive director, Joey. Thank you again, Ruben, for your insights into your artistic journey and current endeavors in Las Vegas. Thank you, Kathy and Joey, for your vision and the inspiring story behind Speranza Foundation, emphasizing the profound impact of your work on the arts community. Your contributions not only enrich the cultural tapestry of Las Vegas, but it also inspires others to pursue their dreams in the arts. This episode was a beautiful reminder of the transformative power of support and collaboration in the creative world. Remember to join me on the next episode, May 26 at 9 a.m. Until then, keep embracing the creative community around you and support your local artists. This is Jeff Lund. See you next time.